There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. We begin with a message from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expressing solidarity and cooperation with the Iranian people. He's urged them to consider their leadership and promised full Israeli development cooperation, particularly in water technology, as Iran experiences a water crisis.
Greetings from Jerusalem to the proud people of Iran. A few days ago, the Iranian president said, "We have problems with water. There won't be any water in the dams by September, but I have very good news. Israel is the number one recycler of water in the world. So here's the great news. The moment your country is free, Israel's top water experts will flood into every Iranian city. We will help Iran recycle water. We'll help Iran desalinate water. You've been denied the most basic human rights, the right to express yourself freely. You deserve much more. It doesn't have to be this way. And I say to you, now is the time for action. Now is the time to fight for freedom. Iran Bariye Irani."
Meanwhile, Iran and South Africa have reportedly engaged in high-level military talks this week, emphasizing their shared opposition to global arrogance and colonialism. The meeting followed reports criticizing South Africa's ties with Iran, including its support for Iran's regional ambitions and its stance against Israel. Reports also note that South Africa's stance on Palestine and its case against Israel at the International Court of Justice reflects its broader alignment with Iran's anti-Western and anti-Israeli positions. Australia's coalition has come out strongly opposing the government's recognition of a Palestinian state outside a proper peace process, arguing it won't end the conflict or secure hostages' release. The coalition emphasizes recognition should only occur after a genuine peace agreement, with conditions like Hamas's demilitarization and Palestinian reforms being met. The coalition also warned that the government's move disregards long-standing bipartisan policy and ignores Australian security interests. The Burgas Prosecutor's Office in Bulgaria has launched an investigation after the city's Holocaust memorial was vandalized. The monument was built by the Aleph Center to honor those who saved the Jewish community during World War II. The memorial stands as a symbol of gratitude and resistance, and the incident is seen as a challenge to Bulgaria's commitment to human dignity and historical remembrance. Let's now look at what other stories have made headlines. Leading universities and local authorities are supporting Sunday's nationwide strike, organized by families of Gaza hostages protesting the ongoing war and government's plan for a military takeover of Gaza City. The Knesset Finance Committee has approved an extra 177 million shekels for ultra-Orthodox schools and programs. Four mothers of hostages held by Palestinian terrorists have met the Red Cross president in Geneva, emphasizing the urgency and hope for their safe release. A report details the harrowing experiences of 12 hostages abducted by Hamas on October 7, 2023, with no aid from the Red Cross during captivity. Israel's foreign ministry and New York consulate have launched a Times Square billboard campaign highlighting hostage Rom Braslavsky's and others' suffering in Gaza tunnels. In July 2025, anti-Semitic incidents surged 21.2% globally, with 554 cases led by Britain, the United States, Germany, Canada, and Ireland. And finally, almost 2 years after Hamas's deadly October 7th attack, the Nova tribe, comprising hostages, survivors and families of the fallen, will come together in healing through music. An estimated 40,000 attendees are expected at a commemorative concert in Yarkon Park, Tel Aviv, tomorrow. For the first time, the Nova tribe will perform as a musical gathering featuring those directly affected by the tragedy. This event aims to honor resilience and foster collective healing through the power of song. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.